More fallout in Minneapolis. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A human rights investigation finds a pattern of race discrimination in the city's police department.
The probe began in the days following George Floyd's death in May 2020 at the hands of a now convicted ex-MPD officer. Human Rights Commissioner Rebecca Lucero says the report finds race discrimination occurred as a result of flawed training, lack of accountability, and no action from leadership.
We found these patterns throughout the city. So none of this can be explained or excused away by one precinct.
Lucero says Minneapolis' population is about 19% Black, yet over a three-year period,
78% of all searches conducted by MPD officers were searches of Black individuals or their vehicles.
A clear sign of disproportion in policing.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Lucero wants to negotiate a consent decree with the city. An upbeat assessment on COVID progress may be dialed back a bit. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling PBS the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase as new COVID cases rise without spurring a surge in hospitalizations and deaths. But then he told the Washington Post he was describing an apparent transition to an endemic disease, unlike the, quote, full-blown explosive pandemic phase of the Omicron surge. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spending much of his day on Capitol Hill, telling House hearings his agency has spent months preparing for the end of a COVID-related policy that turns away many asylum seekers.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants.
He's pledging to meet the challenge. Republican senators, including Ted Cruz, holding a news conference.
The Biden administration, the only group on planet Earth they don't care about having COVID, is illegal immigrants who they want to release into this country.
Mayorkas says Congress needs to act. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A sanitation worker is charged in Chicago with trying to sell a machine gun on the job.
Illinois prosecutors say 38-year-old Charles Sikanich, an employee of the Chicago Department of Streets and Sanitation, tried to sell an MP40, an illegal fully automatic machine gun, while working his shift, though to an undercover ATF agent, who he allegedly told he'd have his mother complete the sale in hopes of avoiding complications to his role as a superintendent of Chicago's 45th Ward. He's charged with possession, an attempted sale of a machine gun, and official misconduct. And he also faces up to 17 years in prison if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former President Trump is appealing a New York judge's decision to hold him in contempt of court, including fines of $10,000 per day, for failing to adequately respond to a subpoena issued in the state attorney general's civil probe of his business dealings. Trump's lawyers continue to argue he has already fully complied. Old-fashioned light bulbs may be disappearing faster than expected in the U.S.
Much of the country is already lit by LED light bulbs, but now the Biden administration is stepping up the phase-out of incandescent bulbs. The Energy Department finalizing two rules requiring manufacturers to sell energy-efficient light bulbs, which it estimates last as much as 50 times longer, and limiting how much longer those older ones can be imported. That would be January of next year, or how much longer retailers can sell them. July 2023. The Energy Department says the new rules, which reverse a Trump administration policy, will save consumers $3 billion each year in utility costs. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A rally on Wall Street. The Dow's up 377 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also up more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.